So welcome back to another episode of the Fever 20 News Show podcast. Today we are talking about some very, very important topics, and we're just going to be talking about some general updates and stories that occurred this week in the world of Fever 20. So EA has made another big mistake. What's new? 2 days into the new year, they've already made another big mistake, and it's caused an uproar in the community for those people playing Ultimate Team and getting their rewards. So EA's going into 2020 with mistakes, which means FIFA 21 is going to be a disappointment. We're starting the year exactly the way we left 2019, so it's not going to be a good year, guys, I can tell you now. But anyway, FIFA 20 mistakes. Yes, there is a Twitter account called FIFA 20 Mistakes, and it goes FIFA mistake number 49. Thursdays are rewards days, including Foot Champions and Rivals rewards. Everyone received their Foot Champs player picks as a rare gold player pick rather than the red version of the current team of the week. Hopefully we all get compensated. Thousands of eyeballs, though. I don't know what that means, but yep, definitely the compensation will happen. I will talk about that soon, but like I just read, the error was the fact that they were giving out gold versions of the players rather than the red version. Now, I don't really know too much about these kinds of Foot Champions rewards because I don't really play Rivals or Foot Champions, but the majority do. The only rewards I get each week are the Squad Battles ones, which aren't very good anyway, but EA does a big mistake, and this is something that they release every week as well. How do they stuff this up? I don't really know, but we're just starting the year off the same way. And we've got some funny tweets here that reflect the situation. So Fever 20 Mistakes said, EA lasted less than 48 hours in the new year without making a mistake. What a company. Happy 2020. And we have this one from Itani. EA's new year resolution is to make more mistakes in 2020 than in 2019. And they've already started well with that goal. And then there's also this tweet from the Penfairs, which sums it up. So 2 days in and already 2 mistakes. Team of the week tweet yesterday got deleted because it said team of the year. Never even replaced it. And I did notice that a tweet got deleted and I didn't know why. So it was that. Player picks offered gold cards today and have been removed from rewards. Everyone is entitled to make mistakes. I know as good as anyone, but this is nuts. So a few hours after the mistake, EA FIFA Direct came out and said, "Hi FIFA fans, the team is aware of the issue impacting weekend league rewards and is working on a resolution. Updates to come later today when information is available." So they followed that by saying, "Update. As communicated already by EA Help, we have temporarily disabled player picks for weekend league rewards while we work on a fix. You will receive the rewards later on once the fix is in place. We will continue sending updates as we have them." Then another update came out and said, "An update on the Foot Champions player picks. If you have already claimed and redeemed your player picks from your weekend league rewards, you'll get another chance to do so with the correct pool of items. We're currently processing the account data for all impacted players and we'll be sharing updates as we start to roll the player picks out. We'll let you know as soon as we get the player picks back online for those who have not yet claimed or redeemed them. If you claimed your player picks but did not redeem them, you'll see double the player picks on your unassigned items. Only the newly granted player picks will be using the correct pool of items. This is not an instantaneous process, and we appreciate your patience." And then to clarify, these are the possible player pick scenarios. So if you have claimed and redeemed already, you got the updated player picks. If you claimed but you didn't redeem, you keep those, but you get the updated player picks. And if you didn't claim, you get the updated player pick. So it seems like the ones who benefited the most were the ones that claimed but not redeemed. I'm not sure, maybe. It sounds like you get 2 sets of players or something, I don't know. But eventually they did end up fixing it. They put out a statement. "The player pick rewards rollout has been completed earlier today. You should see an in-game message when logging into Ultimate Team, and the items can be found in your main menu. Thank you for your patience." Something that they release every week stuffs up on the first week of 2020. Congratulations, EA. Let's see what the year holds. So let's take a look at some Foot updates, and overall I think it was a bit of a slow week due to New Year's and stuff. EA staff have gone on holidays, so they didn't really do much with it, and on New Year's Day they didn't release anything, I think, and some people were actually upset about that. Didn't want to have anything in the game for a new year anyway. And I was just thinking to myself, like, why don't these guys take a break? Like, do they really play this game every day and want new stuff to do each day? It just doesn't make sense. Like, take a day off instead of complaining or something. Like, it's not really that big of a deal. But anyway, Team of the Year is coming soon. There's probably 1 or 2 days left before they reveal it all. It's definitely going to be out really, really soon. There's also going to be a reveal trailer on YouTube. It's premiering on the 7th of the 1st at 3 o'clock in the morning Australian time. So it's going to be the 6th of January for everyone else. So stay tuned for that on the YouTube channel. And then they also featured Team of the Week 16. This one has players like 86 rated Alexander Arnold, Maguire 84 rated, Kante 90, Eriksen 89, Kane 92, Aguero 90, Martial 85, Adama Traore as well, the absolute beast, 83 overall, and there's other players there as well.
and these guys are going to be in packs for a few extra days still. They also released this SBC in Ultimate Team. It's a league SBC for the EFL Championship, and basically you have to exchange each club from EFL Championship to earn a special player pick, and the player picks don't really interest me. But you can pick from an 84 rated Maguire or an 84 rated Phillips. One is a CDM, one is a striker, so I guess they could be good cards. One's got 98 pace, which looks pretty good. And of course, this SBC is repeatable, and it's currently going for about 241,000 coins. That's if you were to do it all from scratch. And basically, if you take a look at the requirements, you have to submit a team from each of the clubs in the EFL. You guys know how league SBCs work by now. In the objectives, they also added in a new card for Moy Gomez. And of course, you have to do these things to unlock the player. So you basically have to score a goal in two separate wins with Barcelona players in rivals. There's also ones for Atletico Madrid. You basically have to go down the whole list, and it's basically the same objective, just with different players from different teams. And of course, each objective has its own reward as well. You guys know how it works by now. They also added in another league SBC. This one is for the Dutch league. It's currently going for about 120,000 coins on the PS4. That's if you were to do it all from scratch. And it's basically a player pick for these two guys, 85 rated Bahabek and 84 rated Bazoa, and you can see their stats on your screen right now. And it's basically the same as any other league SBC. You have to exchange a squad full of players from all the different teams in that competition. It goes all the way down, so if you want to do that, you can. They also added in a new marquee matchups SBC. This one is for a rare Electrum players pack. It's worth about 23,000 coins at the moment. And basically, you have to exchange a mix of players featuring the teams that they've got there on your screen. So there's Napoli versus Inter, Sevilla versus Athletic Club. And that's about it. There's four of them you can do there. Could the French league be the next league that gets the full treatment with the faces and the stadiums? At the moment, people are still speculating and they're trying to put pieces together, but it could be the truth when FIFA 21 comes around. Lucas Pizzati, who knows a lot about the game, speaks with internal people as well, has been hinting that EA has spent a lot of time in France these last few months. And you guys would know they added in the France Women's World Cup and stuff last year. And they also have the Lyon Stadium in the game. They've also done cross-promotion with the French Stadium. I think one of the stadiums has FIFA 20 on the banner when it was around September. And then on Twitter, there's a lot of cross-promoting as well with EA FIFA France, or the FA, whatever you call it. And FIFA 20 is also a partner of the French E-League competition as well. So there definitely is a little bit of evidence to suggest that EA and France have some sort of deal going on, but it's still way too early to call. We're still looking for that conclusive evidence of a scan or something like that. At the moment, we just know that PSG got rescanned, but the faces have still not made their way into FIFA 20. I guess each year so far, we've had one of the leagues become like a full partner, and I think last year was the German one with FIFA 20, so with FIFA 21, France might be the next one. So recently in the FIFA community, a lot of channels have been getting hacked, and it's basically affecting YouTube in general, and I've got similar emails myself. Channels like Viva La FIFA and Elliot have been hacked, and you might have noticed that, and Elliot at the moment is in talks with YouTube to get it sorted out, which is good. Viva La FIFA, I'm not sure what's going on with him, but I think he's trying to do the same. He's also got another channel now. But basically, you get like an email from a company that wants to sponsor your channel. They make it seem all nice, like they're going to offer you money and that. And they tell you that they own like a software, like a cloud gaming software or something similar. So obviously, a natural thing is to go and download the software yourself before you do the sponsorship to see if it's any good. And once you do that, you sort of get hacked. And these guys take over your YouTube channel, they upload stuff to it, and then your channel gets flagged, and then YouTube deletes it because a lot of people flagged your channel. And yeah, it's not really good. I sort of got similar emails myself, but I always check out the companies and stuff. And if it looks a bit shady, then I don't touch it. I haven't been hacked, which is good, but it's very easy to get scammed in this scenario. Hopefully these guys get their channel back. It's not easy to build up a channel for 5 years and then it all gets taken away and then you have to start from zero again. I'm sure YouTube has backups of channels and stuff, so hopefully these guys are back up and running really soon. But this has hit the FIFA community really badly and it's affecting a lot of channels. So this is crazy numbers, but take a look at the revenue for 2019 for the games. It's top premium PC and console games by revenue 2019. FIFA 19 comes out on top, 786 million. FIFA 20 is number four, 504 million. So FIFA 20 already has made $500 million for EA, and it's only been out for a couple of months. Imagine what the final number is going to be when the time comes. I can't believe they make this kind of money, and career mode is still boring. The servers absolutely suck. Like, this should be a premium game. It should be a game where everyone has fun, no complaints, everything is good, career mode is fantastic. There should be a lot of resources pumped into this game, and it's just sad to see the current state of it. You know, so much money being made and EA doing minimal effort. In terms of squad updates, EA did release a little squad update for the 2nd of January, and it basically added in one player named Debusa, and he's got a 62 overall, 73 potential. There's no use making a full video about this little one. In terms of removed players, they removed one guy from Ghent. His name is Ibrahima Cisse, 61 overall, 78 potential there. And then in terms of updated players, they only updated a few. They changed Jabali's value and potential from 69 down to 68. Gulen went from kit number 20 to 21. Simonovsky went down to 63 potential and 400k value. Pape Sane went from 64 potential down to 63. Value went to 400k as well. Uzan went from 21 down to 19 in terms of the kit number. And Aktas went from 19 to 20 in terms of the kit number. So that's pretty much the squad update for the 2nd of January. But anyway, that's all for this week's podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you can leave me a review on iTunes or something, that would be helpful as well. It can boost it up the rankings. And also, if you want to support the content, there is a Patreon, patreon.com/VapexKarma. Any dollar amount does help me with the content that I make. So if you want to do that, you can do that. But anyway, I will see you next week. Thanks for being part of the podcast family.